streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Monday, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. Calling right, calling wrong, 1 hour from now. It is going to get very, very interesting over the next couple of weeks. We're going to have a couple of major changes in sports in America. Are you ready for those changes, J-Mac?
It depends what they are, but possibly, yeah.
So, 1 week from today is NFL draft week. All right, so let's talk about that. So draft is not this Thursday, next Thursday, but next Monday is NFL draft week. It's very intense. And your average to maybe way below average NFL franchise starting next Monday, it gets very, very close to changing things forever. Maybe you've been a laughingstock. Washington, poorly owned. Chicago, poorly quarterbacked. The Raiders bad at everything. Arizona, don't trust the ownership. Draft in the NFL is different. In baseball, your great draft pick goes to the minors. In the NBA, even if you get the best pick in years, Wemby, he's going to win 22 games. And they're not going to win double or triple that for years to come, potentially. But in football, it's different. 1 year ago from today, the Houston Texans were a laughingstock. And this is the key to the NFL. And politicians, do you bring hope? Something new, something fresh. Do you deliver hope? Nobody delivers hope like the NFL, the Houston Texans. Bad ownership, bad roster, bad quarterback, bad team, bad stink, no inertia. What did they do? C.J. Stroud with the number 2 pick, moved up to the number 3 pick, got Will Anderson, both are Rookie of the Year. The Houston Texans win their division, win a playoff game, and now they're tied for the third best odds to get to the Super Bowl in the AFC. They were a laughingstock a year ago. 2 Super Bowl contender. 2 picks, 1 coach, got them all right. And that's the league. That is not available. That ascension is not available in other sports. In baseball, you have to buy relevance, and about 6 teams, maybe 4, can afford it. In the NBA, you trade for or buy relevance. But the stars mostly want to play in about 5 places. Miami, LA, you get it. In the NFL, you draft relevance. And because the kids don't come out as like true kids, they're 21, 22, 23. They've been coached hard. They can deliver and change your franchise if you hit on just 1 or 2 like Houston. Who is Houston this year? Well, Chicago and the Commanders look like if they get the quarterback right, things could get interesting. I think if the Chargers move down, pick up a couple of picks, Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers could be sensational. So Bears, Commanders, Chargers are my guesses as the three teams that could change everything based on a weekend. And in a very distracted world, nothing delivers sports urgency like NFL draft weekend. I mean, the Bears have never had a great quarterback. That could change. Washington has had absolute instability because of previous ownership. That should change. And the NFL's finally leaning into this. So I've been a draft Nick forever. And the NFL finally figured it out. People really like this. Last year, round one got 11.3 million viewers. That beats everything in the world not called the NFL and Caitlin Clark. Now they're putting it on site. They're putting it in cities. It's a party. Three of the last four drafts have gotten their highest ratings. I don't think the NFL ever quite understood. They never really truly got it how big the draft was. And the reason the draft is big is because it's tied to hope. The NHL, Major League Baseball, MLS, NBA drafts do not deliver the ability to change a laughingstock to a Super Bowl contender in 1 year. My guess is Chargers, Commanders, Bears have the best shot. I could be wrong on all three. But we are 1 week from NFL draft week. I love it. You do. The NFL finally leaning into it, and I can't wait. So here's another big pivot that is happening. Thinking about it this weekend, I went to the UFC fight, which was great. I was flying back, and I thought about this. Are y'all ready for the big pivot? And according to ratings, you're not. But the Warriors have to go 2-0 in the play-in games for the right to play number one seed OKC. And they probably won't beat them. They don't have the depth. LeBron James, well, he was great yesterday, had 17 assists. They need to win just one of two games in the play-in for the right to play the world champion Nuggets. And they're not beating Denver four times. I think what it's signaling, starting tomorrow in the play-in games, the Steph LeBron NBA, it's over. The big pivot is here, officially last year when the Nuggets won. But do we realize how much LeBron and Steph dominated the league? 11 finals between LeBron and Steph in 13 years, and they won a lot of them. The Warriors today, though, are incredibly Steph Curry reliant. The number two scorer on the Warriors, 18 a game, is Klay Thompson. He often came off the bench. The Lakers are good and long, not a lot of great shooters and playmakers. No chance they beat Denver four times. So for the next 2 months, are you ready for the new NBA? Oklahoma City, young, deep, with a ton of draft capital. They're going to be great for a decade. Are you ready for Denver? Best starting five in the league, championship moxie, with a player in Jokic who's the best sometimes easily in the league. The Celtics, without question, the deepest roster in the NBA, offense everywhere, blowouts everywhere, and they've got all their guys except Tatum locked up for the future, and that'll happen soon. The T-Wolves, well-coached, prepared, and Edwards a dynamic star. And it looks like they may move Carl Anthony Towns, but they got Rudy Gobert figured out. Dallas, got to be honest, Luka's the best pure scorer at his age in league history, and maybe just ever. He's a walking 33 points if he wants to. Meanwhile, Steph and LeBron are limping into the play-in tournament, one on a completely reliant Warriors offense to Steph, and the other, you're crossing your fingers, AD is healthy. This is the new NBA. It's going to start Tuesday. The play-in tournament counts as the playoffs. The old weird Clippers, Kawhi, Harden, no shot to win a title. Warriors, interesting, no real shot to win a title. Lakers, long, match up with Denver well, but they'll face them in round one. Probably no chance to win a title. It is now more international, younger stars, and the stars are not just winning games. They're the top seeds. Denver just won a title, favored to win another. the LeBron Steph era, 11 finals appearances in 13 years, is officially over, and you're going to see it starting tomorrow night. Here's LeBron on being the guy that, even at his age, has to carry the Lakers still.
I just want to win, so whatever the game presents itself for me to be, if it needs me to be more attacker in the scoring range, or if it needs me to be more of a setup guy, if it needs me to be more of a defender, I got to do it all. I am a Swiss Army knife, so I got to do it all on the floor, but none of it is predetermined.
You ready, J-Mac, for the more international, younger NBA starting tomorrow night? Are you ready for it? I've come to terms with Steph and LeBron, 13 years, 11 finals appearances, winning many, are not on legitimate title teams, though I do think the Lakers match up really well with a lot of teams, including Denver. Ooh. But I do not think you can rely on a 39-year-old player to be the primary playmaker and win seven-game series after seven-game series after seven-game series after seven-game series. Am I too harsh?
I just think you're way, way wrong. I mean, Colin, you're writing off LeBron James. How many times have we done that over the last decade? It's over for LeBron. Can't make the finals. Can't pull it off. Can't do this. Did you see his averages in his 21st season? 25-7-8.
Oh, no, this is not an indictment on LeBron. I'm not blaming LeBron. For all the haters on LeBron, you look silly. You're embarrassing yourselves again. I mean, yesterday had 17 assists.
He's triple-double in a must-win game.
I watched the first half, and I was like, oh, yeah. Well, first of all, they're better than the Pelicans, and they should beat the Pelicans again.
Yeah.
LeBron against Zion, not a fair fight. Like, Lakers are better. But now you go and do, we've got to beat really good teams that are younger, deeper, quicker, better shooters, four times in 12 days. It's a whole different proposition.
OKC Thunder, youngest number one seed ever.
I admit
it. They'll have their moment in maybe the
Green Bay
round.
Was the youngest playoff team since the 70 Bills went to Dallas. How'd that work out?
I know this is the year of the chalk, right? Kansas City Chiefs, UConn men's basketball, South Carolina undefeated.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks it's going to be Denver. I'm not picking the Nuggets to come out of the West. I think it's a massive overreaction. This team went from being the hunter, now they're the hunted. And if you think LeBron and AD don't remember last year getting swept, I would not be shocked if this series went seven, if Lakers Nuggets opening round.
7 p.m. or seven games?
Seven games. I would not be shocked if the Nuggets lost to the Lakers. That's in play. I'm just telling you, the Nuggets are vulnerable this season.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Being the biggest city in America, New York sports mostly stinks and mostly has for a decade. All that capital, all that fame, historic venues, awful. Across the board, bad. But there is one star in basketball, Jalen Brunson, and he has earned it, and he's getting better, and he's had an unbelievable April. And it's not in the NBA just about getting a star as the Knicks get ready for the playoffs. It's about getting the right star. For years, and I was right, Carmelo Anthony wasn't the right star. He wasn't committed to defense, being in great shape, or strangely, the three-point shot. Take a step back, please. He wouldn't. Stephon Marbury, Starberry, more interested in being a star than a winning player. Amari Stoudemire, not his fault, came in broken down, made one all-star team. Jaylen Brown is a star. He's ascending. He's the right kind of star because it's off his game, not due to a cool nickname or a fancy shoe. It's based on production, which just keeps getting better. If you look at New York sports stars, like real stars, Brunson now's a real star, Eli Manning, Aaron Judge, Derek Jeter, they didn't come to the town as pampered rich stars with a nickname and a bag. They grew within the city. And Jalen was cast off by the Mavs and has slowly, when Randle got hurt this year, Julius Randle, and they didn't have to give him touches to appeal to him, he's completely taken over. 30-plus per night, assists, defense. There's two things true about New York sports stars like the Jeters and the Elis and the Aaron Judge and Jalen Brunson. Again, they don't come in with massive expectations. I mean, Jeter did, but he was a minor league player. They grow with the city. And the second thing is they don't seem desperate to be a star. They seem desperate to win and be productive, and that's what I love about Jalen Brunson. He's like a working man star. He lets it come to him. He's not out there trying to do it on social media networks. Stars that come to New York as stars, for some reason, the miss rate's about 80%. Now, that's more the L.A. model, and I'm not sure why it works more in L.A. It worked with Mookie. It's worked with LeBron. It worked with Matt Stafford. I don't know why it works in L.A. and does not seem to work a lot in New York. Maybe there's this intensity and pressure and the media and the microscope is greater in New York. But Jalen Brunson's not just a star as the Knicks get ready for the playoffs. He's the right kind of star. He can handle the pressure, years in college, second round guy, into production, loves leading, constantly doubted by outsiders. And maybe that's what you need. Here's Tom Thibodeau on Jalen.
As soon as we signed Jalen, it was immediately into the gym. And, like, you can come in any day in the summer, and he's in at the same time, and he's, you know, full speed, great concentration, and there's no, you know, fake-a-gram or Instagram, whatever they call it.
Fake-a-gram or Instagram. I just love Jalen Brunson. I got lucky enough to watch him live a couple of weeks ago. He's better and quicker in person than he is on TV, and he is eating it up on TV as well. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
It's so funny to watch people just get in arguments about the Melo versus Brunson thing that we've talked about.
Melo was not a winning player.
The fans loved him because he was cool and could score. People love Jalen Brunson because of his heart, and he's undersized and just a bulldog.
And by the way, when you can't commit, that's the difference between LeBron and a Melo. LeBron's committed to everything. move back. LeBron's not even known as a great shooter. He committed to the three-point shot about his third to fourth year in the league. Melo would never just take a step back analytically for the team in the three. He always wanted to be comfortable. He didn't want to get in great shape. He didn't want to commit to defense. LeBron committed to everything. Brunson commits to everything. Steph, though not a great defender, has committed to everything. Cardio, weight room, scoring, leadership, dealing with the media. Yeah. And it's just Jalen Brunson. It's not, I think New York's so desperate for a star, they want to make people who aren't stars stars. I mean, Aaron Rodgers may be a star in name, but over the last 2 years, not in game.
Brunson's a star.
Brunson's an absolute star. And part of what makes great stars like a Brady is you're, even though you're a star, you're sort of doubted. And like Jalen Brunson, he's never going to forget Villanova.
Yep.
Big dogs avoided him. Dallas moved off him.
Yeah.
That is jet fuel for so many of our stars, that constant chirping of, you didn't believe in me.
He's the mid-range version of Steph Curry, basically what he is. Undersized, people doubted him. Now, Steph Curry was a top 10 pick.
But completely takes over games.
Now, if he beats the Sixers, I will be insufferable on the show, because I have been, not anti-Embiid, but against the Sixers. If he beats them without Randall, Colin, and assuming the Sixers get by the Heat.
How? First of all.
Joel Embiid's going to be like, get me to New York. I want to play with Brunson. I'm done.
Well, first of all, if you're a star, you should want to play with Brunson, because he does it the right way. I had a GM told me that 25, 30 years ago. He goes, it's not just about getting a star. Because the locker room is so small, you have so much influence as a star in the NBA. In baseball, if you're a great player, you could be down in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Football, you're an offensive guy. You don't hang with defensive guys. But in the NBA, it's about 8 guys that play, maybe 7 in the playoffs, that really, really play. If you're great and you're a hard worker, a Duncan, a Kobe, an MJ, a LeBron, you have massive influence.
Yeah.
And sometimes because of the league, cultural influence as well in what matters, what doesn't. Brunson's perfect.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the NFL and Joe Burrow and the Bengals. They are 3-1, Burrow is, against Mahomes in his career, which is nice. So Burrow appeared on the New Heights podcast during a live tour appearance in Cincinnati and said he believes the Bengals not only match up well with the Chiefs, but they are built to beat Kansas City. I don't think this is the hottest take in the world, Colin.
No, they've had great success against them.
Yeah, they just got to keep Glass Joe healthy. That's
yeah, I don't know if they're built to beat him, but Burrow is great. And the way you can't get into track meets with Kansas City, what you have to do is do what Kansas City now does. Death by 1,000 cuts, 6-yard completion, 8-yard completion, utter efficiency, no turnovers. And so that's what Burrow delivers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're better to beat them than, say, the Jets next year with the Jets' great defense. But the Bengals certainly will be up there looking to dethrone Patrick Mahomes. Next up. Big news in Philadelphia, NFL news, that is. According to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, the Eagles have exercised Devonta Smith's fifth-year option.
Yeah.
He got a new 3-year, $75 million extension.
Yep.
He will be in Philly through 2028.
Good call.
$51 million guaranteed.
Well,
that's a lot for a number two receiver. Well, I know A.J. Brown's their number one. Okay.
Okay, but let's be honest here. Devonta Smith, there's no drama. There's no scrub on Instagram. A.J. Brown, 2 years, there's been dissatisfaction.
Fair.
We called it out 2 years ago. Fanboy in Philly didn't want to hear it. We were right. Devonta Smith, this is a signal to A.J. Brown, who appears to, on occasion, be unhappy. This is a signal, are you in or are you not? You going to complain on Instagram or not? Devonta doesn't. We're going to pay the guy that doesn't. So you can send all your signals on social media. The Eagles are sending a signal here. Are you in or not? You want to whine about it publicly? You want to complain at a press conference? That's fine. We're going to pay the other guy. So to me, A.J. Brown, say what you want, but this was Philadelphia sending a message, signing him right now. This is our guy going forward because he's one of us. He's all in. He's an Eagle, good or bad, and that has value.
And let's be real. Eagles offseason has been good at the skill positions. They're good at tight end. They're good at receiver. They're not good at running back. They're good at quarterback.
They're spending money on the right side.
The problem is, and you and I value this more than the average football fan, is the offensive line. And that Kelce loss is probably bigger than any gain they've had. Come.
They're good at tight end. Or they're good at tackle. So their tackles are fine. You can be okay at center. You can't be okay at tackle.
Wait a minute. Okay isn't going to cut it for the brotherly shove. Is that coming out of the playbook
now? Let's get that thing out of here.
Fine, but that was an automatic first down.
Yeah.
They would script their third down plays to set up fourth and short so they could easily get it.
We're out of that space. It's just like you did things at 24, you don't do at 34. Brotherly shove was adorable, but now I've paid Jalen Hurts a fortune. I'm not interested in him being at the bottom of a pile. It worked. It was terrific. But it's like Aaron Rodgers doesn't run around anymore, does he? Like, it's sometimes for young quarterback, when Justin Herbert would run down the sideline and give a linebacker a shoulder, Harbaugh's going to say, you know what? We don't do that anymore. That's young Justin. I want long career Justin.
Yeah. Wasn't there a team last year that tried that and their quarterback got hurt?
Yeah.
I forgot which team it was, but I think that happened. It's dangerous, but it's also, I think it was like 97% effective or something crazy.
But it's not going to be effective without Kelce, not to that level.
Yeah.
So now I get the injury potential, plus it's not as effective. Like, no thank you.
Yeah. New York Giants, that was the team. All right, let's wrap up with the NBA. The Lakers have the eighth spot in the West after an epic beatdown. Let's be real. They've dominated the Pelicans.
Well, they're
this
a better team than the Pelicans.
Yeah,
they have players.
We're talking all three wins by double digits. Now, the only concern, as you see here on the video, Anthony Davis kind of back tweaked midway through the fourth
to his
return because they were up by a billy.
To his credit, he's played hurt more this year.
He played 75 games for the first time in his career.
And he said he will be available. Anthony Davis deserves credit. He's been hurt this year occasionally. He's played through almost all of them. In fact, I think the last time he missed a game that I remember, he played 52 minutes the previous night. Remember that night LeBron wasn't around?
That's right.
He was dumb. He had one of the best games.
Overtime game.
He was insane.
Yeah.
He took the next night off. That I will absolutely grant you. But he's going to play, and he's played hurt, banged up a lot of the year.
So I guess here's my question about this Pelicans game. Colin, I saw the line yesterday. You know, you start to look at NBA playoff lines. This opened Pelicans favored by one. And I'm like,
no.
What is this, like, tough to beat a team twice in a week?
Yes.
It's just a bad matchup for the Pels. So I bet Lakers instantly the line. Lakers are now favored by one. Listen, NBA, it's not a huge swing.
But I would say the Lakers are a very good matchup against this team. There are matchup advantage. Indiana is going to match up very well with Milwaukee. The Lakers match up very well with New Orleans.
I'm going to ask this once. I'm sure people are not going to want me to ask it, but I'm doing it anyway. Do the Lakers consider, let's rest LeBron and AD. We don't care about this game. We will play for the eighth seed. We'll beat the Kings or the Warriors. Kings are beat up, no Malik Monk. And then we'll play OKC in the first round instead of Denver.
Oh,
do they even consider this?
I think absolutely you consider it. Denver or OKC? It's not even close.
Well, so I did a rant on this on my podcast. People started crushing me for it. Jason, you can't risk facing the Kings or Warriors and then lose that game and not make the playoffs.
Yes, you can. Because you're out of the playoffs if you play Denver. You match up very well with OKC, and you've beaten them this year, I think, more than once.
OKC, their average age is like 23 years old.
Yeah, they're like,
they don't have
Carolina
any playoff
Tar
guys
Heels.
End of the bench, Gordon Hayward and end of the bench.
There's
guys.
Absolutely.
Huh.
First of all, you have to be strategic when you have an older star or an older team.
So we're aligned on this. Okay.
Yeah, right. I would have no problem resting LeBron and AD. And if we beat him, fine. We get blown out, and then we go toe-to-toe.
At home.
Full strength. Absolutely. By the way, the advantage to playing the Warriors again is they housed you in your building a week and a half ago. You'll remember that was no AD. So I have no problem.
So is this a tough sell, though? Is this a tough sell to the Lakers locker room and the fans? Hey, guys, we're punting on this play-in game, so we play.
Well, I don't think you announce you're punting. I think some things you can do, you don't have to announce you're doing it. If you do not play AD and LeBron in the game, you're sending a message. Reserves, this one's on you. By the way, LeBron and AD didn't play against the Celtics this year in Boston and won. Sometimes
maybe they
teams,
pull them right.
Well, sometimes, you know, D'Lo is going to get his touches. Austin Reeves is going to get more touches. Rui's going to get more touches.
Yeah.
So it's weird in the NBA when you don't play stars. Backup guys wanting to show the coaching staff.
Gabe Vincent
gave me more touches. So I don't think it's a bad idea at all.
But for the record, if they do this and they lose that play-in game, Darvin Ham can just, you know, it's over. You're not coming back.
Well, I think
if
you
sit
do,
your guys.
If you're Darvin Ham, you and Rob Pelinka make this decision.
Nope.
You go to your GM and just say, I think our backups are more than... Or you go into LeBron and say, I'm playing you 20 minutes. That is it. do the best you can. That is it. I think you have to consider it. You know, fans are weird. I can remember when the Colts were losing games and didn't play Peyton Manning to get Andrew Luck. Suck for Luck. And people would be like, I would never do that. Oh, you're dumb. Because sports is strategy, and you do things all the time to give your organization advantages in more important games. Nobody would argue that not all 82 regular season games are equal.
Right.
The NBA really wants stars to play on those Saturday night national TV games. Is every Caitlin Clark game equal, or did March Madness mean more than the games in November?
Of course. Yeah.
You know, in the NFL now, if they go to 18 games, you could start 1-3 in September.
Remember, Belichick would regularly punt on September and use it as like an incubation period to figure out what's going on with his team.
Well, they say week one of the NFL season now is essentially your final preseason game because it's really the first game in which your starters are playing significant snaps.
I am very curious.
I think Lakers fans
think about this. I'm sure the rest of the country is just like, that's insanity.
Sports is all about strategy. If when you go into a baseball series, at the end of a season, a regular season, and you manipulate your starting staff so you can set up your playoff rotation.
That's a little different because, again, if they LeBron and AD are sitting and they lose, and then they lose to the Kings or Warriors, no playoffs.
Well, it wasn't meant to be. If you can't beat the Warriors at home after they gassed you, I mean, they beat you badly. That was an embarrassing loss. Well, then you're not going anywhere anyway.
So, by the way, do you think Warriors beat Kings?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. I haven't been on the light the beam thing.
Well,
I'm the pushback guy on Sacramento.
Kings went to 7 last year. Curry dropped 50. But I saw a stat. Their 3 games this year, all determined by 1 point. So that's kind of a coin toss. And then Lakers, LeBron, Steph Curry, you know the league would love that matchup as a play-in.
Well, the league needs to get used to OKC, Minnesota, and Denver.
Well, no,
and
they
the
don't.
Boston Celtics.
They don't necessarily need to, Colin.
If I had one wish in the NBA... My one wish in the NBA, it would be that Jalen Brunson gets a star. I mean, seriously. Yeah. I don't care if it's Giannis. Karl-Anthony Towns are kind of B+, but he's a... To me, the league is better, and we haven't seen this in forever. The league is better when we have... LA's won a bunch of titles. Boston's been really good. When's the last time the Knicks were the centerpiece of the league? If you got Jalen Brunson, a legitimate star... By the way, Paul George... I mean, if the Clippers go down in flames...
Yeah, they will. Mavs are winning that series.
I agree with you.
So, but you said the league needs to get used to the Timberwolves. Are you sure they're beating the Suns in the first round?
A lot of people don't think so.
Suns. I've already bet it. Bad matchup. I mean, Timberwolves have been destroyed by the Suns. And again, regular season is different.
I watched Minnesota play enough this year. I feel like I know what I'm getting. When I watch the Suns play, depends on the night. Wow. Nobody mails in nights like Phoenix, and then nobody rises 2 nights later like Phoenix.
By the way, do you see Bradley Beal's numbers the last like 2 weeks? He's starting to percolate. Phoenix is dangerous.
All right. That's a good series.
Very.
That's a really good series.
Yeah.
May have to take a night off the old...
sauce?
No. Your little junior league to go watch these games.
No, the league hasn't started. It's not junior at all. All right.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, soft. That's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Boy, that UFC was fun. That was crazy. I've gone to 4 UFC cards in the last 10, 11 months. All have been great. And that Holloway fight, oh man, was that nuts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
2 NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
There is a report out there that the New England Patriots, with the third pick, are hosting J.J. McCarthy and are very interested. And I feel this about pro sports. And I know everybody always says, well, I make a lot of money. Well, there's a lot of money in a lot of professions, but usually in every other profession, mine included, probably yours, we can choose where we want to go. You do PR, you do HR, you're a sportscaster. You can choose what coast you want to live on, what area, what the weather is like. Now, some of those jobs pay well, but a pro athlete, the better you are, generally the worse team you go to. And J.J. McCarthy is a prime example of where you land matters, especially at quarterback. So if New England takes him at 3 instead of Minnesota moving up, you tell me, how many players for the Patriots offensively even start for the Vikings? Vikings have the better running back, the better tight end, better top two receivers, better left tackle, and an offensive coach, and a weaker conference. The best receiver, in my opinion, New England has, KJ Osborne, they just got from the Vikings because he really couldn't get the looks because they're too good at receiver. He was their number 3. So Minnesota gets to play indoors. J.J. McCarthy could play indoors, New England outdoors. He would play in an offensive conference and an offensive division against few great defensive players. You go to New England, got more defensive player. The Jets defense, the Bills defense. Now the Patriots have a defensive coach. Their better players are on defense. So you got to play indoors, offensive coach, weaker conference, an offensive division, great weapons. So if I was J.J. McCarthy's parents, I probably wouldn't say it publicly, but I've never wanted my son to drop more in the draft. And this is the reality. It's different if you're an edge rusher. Max Crosby plays for the Raiders. He got paid. He's going to eat. He's Max Crosby. TJ Watt, Mike Tomlin's defensive nature doesn't help or hurt. He's going to get paid. He's great. It's different with quarterback. You don't get second chances. You get judged very quickly as a quarterback. Prime example, Justin Fields. Just went for a sixth round pick. He's now a backup. Mac Jones, Pro Bowl. He is now a backup. It's over. They are not viewed the same way. A running back who got a lot of yards and lost games could be viewed as a value proposition on the market. He didn't have the right O-line. People can't unsee things at quarterback. Justin Fields and Mac Jones, it's over. They're not viewed the same. They're not getting the bag. Just not the way it is. And so J.J. McCarthy, and by the way, both Justin Fields and Mac Jones went to a defensive coach, played outdoors in cold weather, did not have very good weapons. Well, that's what J.J. McCarthy would be going to. And he's not transcendent enough, gifted enough, skilled enough, great enough to overcome a lousy roster. Planet Michigan is like being a deckhand on a yacht. Being quarterback for this Patriots roster is like being the captain of a sinking ship in a nor'easter. It's a totally different responsibility. In Minnesota, he gets to sit. He can sit behind Sam Darnold. Again, that division. Packers are all about offense. Lions are all about offense. Bears very soon are going to be all about offense. So it is, J.J. McCarthy is a fascinating prospect who, if he goes to Minnesota and they move up to 4, 5, 6 to get him, I think he's going to be successful. It's going to be like Harbaugh in Michigan. That's going to work. If he doesn't, New England, forget about it. Forget about it. And you don't get second chances. Justin Fields, Mac Jones now are seen as backups. It's amazing how it works. Edge rusher, wide receiver, you doesn't matter how many games you win. It doesn't matter what your record is. People can unsee things. At every other position, coaches talk about he needs the right fit. He needs the right coach. At quarterback, Justin Fields now, 6th-round pick. That's it. Mac Jones, done. Jacksonville, backup, never going to play. All right, so this is something J-Mac and I have been on. Calling right, calling wrong, top of next hour. A lot of rumors around the Dolphins that Tua is not going to get the bag. He's not getting the Burrow contract, and he's not getting the Herbert contract. Now, first of all, I think Tua, like Ryan Tannehill, a former Dolphin quarterback, has good self-awareness. He knows that his first coach didn't like him. He knows that he's not going to throw the ball terribly well downfield in bad weather. Tua's got self-awareness. And this whole give him the bag stuff is moronic. There's about 6 quarterbacks on the planet I'm going to give the bag to. It's not Dak. Sorry, it's not. It's Jordan Love. If he has a good September, all right, we'll talk about it. Herbert, yeah. Burrow, yeah. Allen, Lamar, Mahomes, yeah. But you can win with Tua. He's coachable. He's an adult, good at the podium, smart, effective, accurate. But you've got to contextualize, like you did with Tannehill, you got to contextualize Tua. He has a losing record on the road. He is good at home, warm weather, against pretty good to average teams. He has a losing record on the road and against winning teams. That's who he is. And right now he's got the perfect coach, the perfect wide receiver, a great number two, and he has value. Tua's got value. Adult, like Dak. He's a grown-up. He's an adult. He's effective. You win games, mostly at home, against average teams. But that's okay. You're just trying to avoid chaos in the NFL. That's okay. I'd pay Tua something, but the rumors are out. This stat. Now, I will also say this. Bo Nix and Michael Penix, if you notice this, Oregon, Washington quarterbacks were not invited to the draft. Okay, they're only inviting now about 15 players to the draft. And the NFL is guessing with their network of sourcing, Bo Nix and Michael Penix will not be top 15 picks. Raiders and Denver are in the top 15. So what does that tell you? Keep your eye on Dallas. Keep your eye on Miami. Good teams with good quarterbacks both want to be paid. Neither, in my opinion, is worth the bag. So there you go, J-Mac. You've been on it. It is very clear when stories get out, somebody wants them out, and maybe the Dolphins want Tua to know, we like you, we don't love you, and we are looking in this draft, which I think Dallas should do as well, to draft the next quarterback.
I'm with you on the Tua issue in Miami. I think Penix makes a lot of sense. I think Dallas is closer than you think to coming out of the NFC. And yeah, if you draft a quarterback for Dak's replacement, again, Cooper Rush.
Okay, I'll give you an example.
Cooper Rush, not bad. Cooper Rush.
Use this as sort of your barometer on if it's true. Take one player off the Chiefs. Can't count the quarterback. Tyreek Hill left. Didn't matter. They've lost corners, safeties. Doesn't matter. If you just took C.D. Lamb injury off the Cowboys, that's an anemic offense. So I say, it's San Francisco. They lost Hufanga. You could lose Kittle. You could lose Debo. You don't win games. Detroit could lose Amon St. Brown. With that O-line and that run game, they would still win games. Green Bay has like six receivers I like. They could lose Christian Watson. Green Bay would still win games. You could lose Jordan Addison or the running back Jones from Minnesota. That's still a good roster. Dallas is wildly, and this is a little bit what's happening to Buffalo, where you kind of feel like it's if Kincaid, that new tight end, goes down, Stephon's gone, who are you throwing to? Like, by the way, Jamar Chase left. T. Higgins stepped up. So Cincinnati is not dependent on Jamar Chase. Now, everybody's dependent on their quarterback's health. But I think Baltimore, for the first time ever with Lamar Jackson, is not overly reliant on a running back. They now have a star young receiver, a star tight end, a star left tackle, a star quarterback, and now a star running back. So take the best player off a team. If you do and you don't think they're viable, that's not a Super Bowl team, because 50-plus quarterbacks play. Receivers get hurt. Backs get hurt. Tight ends get hurt. That's why when Philadelphia gets A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, now you look at Philadelphia and I'm like, God, if Barkley went down, they're still viable. You can still win games with this team.
All right, that's fair.
I mean, Dallas is like an injury to C.D. Lamb or Micah. They're not the same football team.
Probably. Can I go back to something you said on the NFL draft? We forgot that, what's his name, got drafted second overall to the Niners a couple years ago. They traded up for him. Who's the quarterback?
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance went second to an offensive coach, became nothing. Forget about it. He's a forgotten. Who's going to be that guy in this draft at the top four? Third overall, sorry. Trey Lance went third. One of those four guys at the top is going to be a massive bust. Who is it?
Goes to the Patriots? If Drake May goes to the wrong fit, first of all, I'll switch it. Whoever goes to New England is a bust. Whoever goes to the Patriots,
Jaden,
doesn't
Drake,
matter who
McCarthy.
It is. Whoever goes to New England, you cannot overcome that. There's no way. Defensive coach, bad roster. That's a bust.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.